Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, happy day. It's Monday. Woo! Woohoo! It's Monday! Grab this week by its throat, shake it, throw it down, step on its neck.
Slap it around.
Yeah. Mushroom slap it a couple times.
What is wrong with you two? We don't treat anybody like that, even Mondays.
No. Oh, man. Are you kidding me? Monday likes it. Monday's actually a glutton for punishment. Just giving her what she wants.
May I have another?
Yes, you may, Monday. Anything you want. Favorite day. Everybody's favorite day of the week. We love you. Hey, before I get into the contest, do you...
All right, everyone. Please go to the Alice973 Instagram because we on the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show love America. That's right. Go USA for the Olympics.
USA!
USA! USA! We're sending love to all the athletes representing the red, white, and blue, but especially the 18 athletes from California.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say especially Yuzette. She is the star of the photo and the star of the show
on
our last podcast. And I believe she's going to take the crown yet again this coming Wednesday.
I don't know. We'll say. See, I hate to build things up because maybe it's not going to be that
She's going to give us a little teaser on the show, on the regular show on Wednesday. And then we're heading down to San Jose for our live secret show. And she has promised us a doozy of a story.
I can't wait.
It's all right.
It's... Was
she now? She's setting the expectation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know because you guys are like everything ruining it.
No, listen. The last story on Thursday took our heads clean off.
Yep.
Come on.
And we had heard parts of it before, but there were little nuggets in there that was like, well, I can't say any of it on this air because I don't want to wear the cone.
It's a lot.
There's a lot, and that's a long, involved story. Good times, bad times. You know, I've had my share. Okay, so there's a post up. Go look at it. Like it. Comment.
Comment.
It.
Yeah. You're gonna love type it. In USA, USA.
Ed Sheeran. Let's do this.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Take me into your loving arms. He is coming back. It's going to be a brand new experience. He's at AT&T Park this time. So very exciting. Cool
very
place
cool.
to see a show.
Yep.
We are the Ed Sheeran station. So, of course, we have a million tickets to this show. 9, noon, 3, and 5. And so it's like 9-ish right now. Call in number 97 right now. 800-400-3697. The show's August 21st. And we have these tickets all day. 9, noon, 3, and 5.
Our text number, same one you'd call.
Oh, my God, that's loud.
800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you sent us this morning. We always appreciate it. And we know it's Monday, so, you know, hard to get out there and text on a Monday.
Sure.
So you Monday texters are the
extra
best.
Special.
Right. Vinny, what about the 17-year-old dude that won the snowboard slopestyle event? His name's Red. I didn't see that part. I haven't caught much of the Olympics at all, to be honest, but I did see Jamie's run, and I saw the other competitors dealing with the wind. It looked tough. The conditions were not easy.
Red jetted. Red jetted. Won America's first gold of the games. And Red was reading somewhere that he's the youngest gold medal winner.
17.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
He was amazing. Like
men's
no fear.
Slope style and snowboarding. Great job. Go Team USA. Jetted.
This is from 510. This is a texter that sent it in. I don't know this person. This is all alleged. Who knows?
I'm just big disclaimer.
My friend was in a Weinstein movie in a bit role. She is very happily married. He allegedly forced himself into her hotel room and promised her a bigger role if they would have sex. She refused. So he laid on top of her and did something to himself. She sued him and got $100K. Still gross. I feel bad for her, and she's so nice. Nobody deserves that, especially her.
Mm. Yeah, he's got a long history of doing whatever the F he wanted.
510 says, love you guys. You should watch A Person of Interest. It's worth it. You know what that is?
The TV show, Person of Interest?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
oh, all right.
Have you watched that?
I have. As a matter of fact, I watched two episodes or three episodes yesterday.
Oh. Did you text us that?
No, but there's a guy on there. What's his name? Anthony LaPaglia? Is that him?
That name sounds familiar.
Oh, no, 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 no. It's a different one that's on that has sort of a similar name. It's not on anymore, but it's Jim Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel, the guy who played Jesus in The Punishment of the Christ?
I guess so. I'm not familiar with him, but I know him from this show. It's a great show.
Oh.
It was, but it's still on reruns.
I'm wondering when kids are going to start demanding permission from parents to post everything about their lives on Facebook. Sometimes I see friends post really personal things about their kids and think, do I need to be seeing this?
My kids laid down the law a few years ago. Like, I'm not allowed to post anything that has anything to do with them. And then, unless I get their permission first, and they just don't use me for that.
People are asking about your post, Sarah. What did your post say?
What post?
Oh,
what?
You posted.
Me and
Sarah, what's up with your Facebook post an hour ago? Mysterious. You said in capital letters, stop forever.
Did you see that, Sarah?
What is that?
I posted that on Facebook.
Yeah, you might want to change your password right now because I just checked too, and here it is. You have some people commenting
someone
as well.
Hacking you?
What's going on?
You know what? I've been getting texts from Facebook, and so I deleted the thread, but they say, you know, I just disregard them. And so I've been writing back, stop. And so I wrote stop forever as a text message, and now it's out there.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
And so all these people are writing underneath, I clearly missed something. What's going on? Have you been hacked?
Yeah. Wow. I don't even know how to log on to it anymore. I'll figure it out.
What?
That's crazy.
Everything okay?
Everything is okay. I was just obviously annoyed. You know how you text back stop
forever?
But I texted stop already 3 times this morning. So I wrote stop forever. I mean, I was trying to be hilarious in my own head, you know.
But you're posting.
I can't believe that. It went from my text reply to Facebook.
I've never heard of that. I don't understand
me
why
either.
That's happening.
I don't either.
All caps.
Can you, I think, well, all right, I'm going to try and figure out what my password is and I'll log in here and try and change my, I don't know. I mean, it's just up on my computer, so I don't have any, I have no idea what my password is.
All right. It's a thing.
Yeah.
These passwords are, it's a thing. 415 says, that's why single men in the marina don't get laid. They don't wash things. No laundromats makes people lazy.
Single men in the marina are getting laid. Don't worry. Have you met Hooman's roommate from upstairs? That dude's a tool and he gets laid all the time.
You met that guy?
No, but I heard the stories.
He
bangs forever.
But you know
takes
he's a tool?
I don't like him because he annoys Hooman, so he must be a tool.
He is a tool.
Yeah,
he's a tool?
He's a tool. I guessed it.
So you're not friends with him?
I mean, I'm friendly when I see him in the elevator, but he did.
You don't
just
kick him.
He did something the other day that was just so egregious.
Tell us everything.
It was right after Alabama won the national championship, and he, like, we, you know, our apartments are similar size, and most of you in the morning show have been to my apartment. And
well, we found it.
Yeah, the ones of you who found it.
Well, we bothered to try, so we made it there.
So, you know, he must have had like 10 dudes over his house and they were stomping. I mean, I was awake at 1 a.m., so it bothered me, but I couldn't believe how loud they were. Anyway, they were so loud it disturbed the whole building.
Oh.
And the manager wrote him a pretty nasty note and said, listen, you know, if you don't want to be, you know, part of this community, you should move out. Like, you have that option. Because, you know, renters are so protected here. But he has calmed down ever since. Unfortunately, his bathroom started leaking into my bathroom.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that,
what happened
yeah,
with
what,
that?
Yeah, what's going
I
on?
I mean, listen, you know, that's one of the joys of being a renter. You call the manager and it's taken care of immediately.
They deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's taken 10 days.
Well, they had to find where the drip was. They had to cut into my ceiling, cut into his floor, the whole nine
the
yards.
The whole building, too.
Yes, you know, from the 60s. But everything's, you know,
great.
Of course, you know, I don't have to pick up the tab.
That's not your problem.
408 says, from now on, anyone that doesn't speak up about sexual misconduct is complicit. No more excuses.
Oh. Okay.
Well, that's
what?
What did you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, what did you start to say there?
You know, I just, people are scared, and it's not just being complicit. There's a lot of factors people have to weigh in, you know. It's their job, and it's their paycheck, and it's hard. It's hard to stand up. It's hard to speak up.
But you'll feel so much better.
Will you? That's the thing. Will you?
Let's hope so. Because the time's up.
What would you do?
You know, I talk to my other coworkers and see what the vibe and the temperature is, and if there's unity to speak up and stand up.
You're saying get a team together.
You gotta be wise about these things. You can't. I just don't feel like going it alone would always be the best decision. If
you can, that's a good thought.
If you could rally a team around
you. But one person always starts alone, right?
Well, yeah, but you don't have to be public. You can be private about it and talk to other people and see what the temperature is.
Mm. Well, let's hope you never have to deal with it.
Thanks so much.
Oh, Alabama, we are so proud of you. It's 256. As they argue that if other people can bone 16-year-olds, so can I.
Right, says the teacher.
Uh-huh.
I'm protected under the Constitution.
I know this is probably not politically correct, but I find it very telling that not one casting agency has been implicated in any form of sexual impropriety.
Is that true?
I don't know. You're the reporter.
I don't know. It seems like there's been a few individuals from casting agency that have been called out.
I do feel like I've heard some of that stuff. But I don't really know.
B-
I guess the director is the final, maybe that's where it's falling. I don't know.
BHS is behind the scenes, says 707.
No, it's
B-H-S?
Not.
BHS?
Remember we were talking about Sacha Baron Cohen that's doing that Greed film?
Yeah.
And what's the guy's name?
Berkshire Hathaway?
No, Philip Green. And so BHS is was his company that owned like department stores.
Oh.
And he took it over and screwed people out of pensions. And then there's all this bad publicity he got. So maybe that's why he's involving O.J. Simpson, greed, you know.
Oh.
Something going on there.
And by smelling good for Harvey, do you mean they had to smell like cheeseburgers? 925.
Yeah.
Once their drum hit, Bryn.
No. He said no.
No, I'm not doing that.
I can't read this one, but it apparently women in porn can do on demand the thing that happened to that poor young man on the toilet.
What?
Oh. Girls in porn can do that. Make it go...
They can
yo-yo the thing.
Like old used-up girls in porn? Like, that seems like an overuse issue.
I don't know.
Me.
I don't know how to
We're
answer
We're talking
to
about
that.
A prolapse of the... Well, you can use your imagination. I'm not going to spell it out for you.
Where you sit. Hi, Alice family. Question for Vinny and Bren.
Oh, Bren.
I just found out that I'm going to be a first-time parent. Do you have any advice for a first-time dad? Thanks again. Mike.
Sleep now, Mike.
much as you can.
Unfortunately, you can't bank sleep, but wouldn't it be nice if you could?
And forever hold your peace.
My advice to you is surf every minute that you can, starting right now until the kid is born, because after that, there'll be an extreme change of how you get to spend your free time.
They do monopolize your every waking moment.
So my advice to you is go surfing.
And your every sleeping moment.
Vinny, I hate you. I had to look up prolapse. The videos are disgusting.
You didn't have to watch the videos.
Yeah, that's not me.
You get a
that
quick
was just a news
that's
story.
You. You hate yourself.
Yeah.
Booing yourself.
You are booing yourself. lots of people write in about the peanut butter burger. Apparently that is a thing and it's delicious.
415 says prolapse is called a rosebud.
Yeah. I saw that. I chose not to read it.
Oh. That sounds horrible.
415 says, Hooman is right for once. It's really hard to speak up. Go through some of your old bad advice letters.
Mm. It is hard.
Thank you.
It's hard to do the right thing.
Finally, after
get a team together.
Years.
Consult. Put up get committee meetings. Oh, you're right all the time on The Secret Show. I mean, no one gives bad advice better than you.
Bound to happen.
Good job, Hooman.
Hey, thanks. Good show, everybody.
Oh, are you done?
Are you out of here? Have a good one.
One foot out the door. Hey, do we have our Ed Sheeran winner? People are texting.
We sure do. His name is David from Novato.
Congratulations, David from Novato. Lots of chances to win. 9, noon, 3, and 5 every day this week.
It's actually David's birthday on August 21st, so he was super happy.
Oh, how funny. That's the date of the concert.
Nice.
Well, happy birthday.
David.
Doesn't Tara and Johnny remind you of the announcers in The Hunger Games?
Oh, hilarious. From the Capitol.
Were they catty?
They were. Remember, they were all...
I never saw that movie.
Oh, well, their whole thing was in the Capitol. Everybody had, like, funky eyebrows and beautifully colored hair. They were perfectly coiffed. And, oh, my God, they do. Johnny wears hair. It's something. That is something else. Yeah,
people,
and
people say
they're all
epic.
Wearing satin, like sequins and stuff, and that's really funny. So these guys are pretty funny together. I haven't seen any of them yet. I'll look forward to that. I love him.
We talked earlier about the opening ceremonies of the Olympics or whatever you call that, and there were two main announcers, but there was also a guy, a reporter out there who got himself into trouble speaking on the Japanese-Korean relationship. 415 says, the Japanese kidnapped thousands probably of young women, provided them to their servicemen to rape at will. The government called them comfort girls. Japan refused to apologize for decades and only fairly recently... begrudgingly, after much pressure, said they were sorry. For this, plus other wartime atrocities, South Korea will never forgive them. And so that reporter who said...
set all that aside.
Yeah, that things are good and it's nice to see Japan here or whatever it was the quote was. Apparently, that's the reason behind the South Korean issue. With the reporter.
Right.
My dad is a pharmacist, and he knows which doctors are over-prescribing. Those patients are the ones who come for their refill 2 weeks early. I'm recovering from opioid addiction, says 707. Suboxone will elevate withdrawal. Alleviate withdrawal. Suboxone?
Suboxone. Yeah, it's, makes sense. Why can't they come up with a drug that'll get you off drugs?
If a person has never listened to The Secret Show, they should start with Thursday. Yuzette is like a beautiful butterfly. A beautiful hood butterfly.
Oh, funny. That was a super fun story. And that was a fun show on the whole.
It's funny how it started, actually.
Like, how did it start?
I can't say because I don't want to wear the cone.
It started when we put Rudy in that studio and he said he feels like he's in jail.
And we've said, has anybody visited anybody in jail?
Right.
Cone! Oh, shit!
Give it to him.
Zip it.
Just the break's over. Doesn't he only have to wear it till the end of the break anyway? The break's basically over.
Go get it.
Yeah, that's true.
Go get it.
You got anything else?
That's it.
All right. Go ahead, Hooman. What? Oh, he's leaving. We'll be back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, Vinny, what a wonderful Monday it's been so far.
Has it?
And it's only just begun. Everybody gets to enjoy Monday all day long. Woo!
Well, my Monday, I don't feel like I'm still on Sunday through my... I didn't... Anyway, I'm glad that we're done here and I'm going to go figure out my taxes. And
oh, tax day today?
I planned it. Well, I got to get ready.
Right.
But I look
sort
forward to
the...
some sleep tonight and a brand new day tomorrow.
Get her done Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this week, I would say we're laser focused on Wednesday. That's Valentine's Day and we're doing our Life Secret show. Maybe there'll be one more chance tomorrow morning for you to win your way in. So join us and find out if that's the case. But we are doing a live one. Our secret show is a podcast we do in addition to this one. You can find it at RadioAlice.com or at iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from. It's all over the place, and we'd love it if you check it out. It's for 18 and up only.
Stay tuned, Alice, all day. Music is next.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.